What's it like going from CEO of your own information technology consulting firm and jumping into the vast federal bureaucracy? That's what Johnson Joy did. He left J3 Global in Houston in June to become the new Chief Information Officer at Housing and Urban Development, and he joins me now. Mr. Joy, good to have you on.
Tom, thank you for having me, and thanks for your help in connecting our federal and technical communities via your broadcast.
Let me begin by asking you what it's like at HUD. First of all, you're in a different city than Houston and a very different business environment than you might have had in Houston. What's it like at a place like HUD after what you were doing before?
I am really enjoying here at HUD. It's a different environment. I have never worked for the government before. So I think I'm bringing a new perspective, you know, like a live, you know, and action here, you know, it's happening. So I am really excited. I like challenges. So I think this is the perfect place for me to make things happen.
And do the HUD systems look at all like some of the systems you might have consulted for when you were in private practice?
I would say most of them, because we have so many mainframe legacy systems, and that's one of the big challenges as a department we have. And I think my experience in transforming, you know, those legacy systems into cloud and all will be a big help for me, and experience, you know, that I had before will be useful to make things happen here.
Now, I think HUD had been on a modernization drive during the end of the last administration. What are your next big round of challenges, do you think? What do you need to do first?
What I am doing first, I already done it, is it's like a doctor, right? So we cannot give a prescription or a medicine before doing tests and, you know, analysis. So what I did is we did an assessment of the overall, you know, CIO office, and find out where the gaps are. So that's first step, doing an analysis and assessment of our organization. And then we will be prepared to take the challenge, especially in the digital evolution and the new technologies that are coming in.
Are you looking at the people as well as the systems themselves?
We are looking at both the people, the systems, the infrastructure from beginning to end. That's it, because I don't want to leave anything, you know, on the table.
And there is a lot of COBOL at HUD. That is code word, I guess, for work for code, but also for legacy systems or older systems that might have been modern when they were first deployed. What's your experience and what it takes to convert those programs? Did you have organizations just junk them and start over? Is there some way you can extract what you need to out of that code and make it into new? I mean, how do you go about those kinds of things?
What I'm planning to do is looking at how many lines of codes are there, what kind of structure the codes are in. I would do a backend extraction of the code and do a front-end Java or front-end development. I'm not going to, you know, rewarm the whole thing. Just do an extraction, regenerate the code. That's my plan. And I want to make sure that, you know, everything is lined up before we start that project.
So an extraction means you get rid of it, basically.
Yeah, basically the old code, and basically, you know, regenerate the same logic. We are not going to change the logic. It's just converting it to a modern language that we have right now. That's it.
We're speaking with the new HUD CIO, Johnson Joy. And how do you get the logic out of old code? And how do you make sure that all of the business rules, especially at a place like HUD where they've been layered on decade after decade, how do you know you don't miss something crucial when you switch to new code?
What we are doing is we are actually doing a pilot and making sure we have a code generator, a tool that we use that can actually do the extract. And we actually do a pilot and make sure it's working the same. So we do some test cases and all those kind of things in the lab and make sure it's working. And then we do the overall, you know, step by step, phase one, phase two. We cannot do like a complete overhaul in like 3 months.
It would right.
be like a more than 2 year project.
Do you have a sense of how many applications might have to go through this process?
Right now, there's a major application. And once we take care of that major application, then I would say at least five to seven, that's what I have there.
What is the first one you're working on? What does it do?
The first application is the backbone of the mortgage, insurance mortgage of all the banks actually use our system, our, you know, logic right now. So that's why I will have to engage all the stakeholders in this whole project and make sure that I am communicating, you know, on the progress of this project. So basically, this is the backbone of the banking system.
And has this been supported mainly by contractors or by HUD employees?
We have both contractors and HUD employees, and I would say mainly contractors supporting on a daily basis.
Yeah, because once you convert the code and it's all new stuff, then can you use the same contractors, I guess is the question. And do the people that you use, will they have the skills that having been with COBOL for so many years?
I would say I would have to do some training and train them in the new, you know, system. But it's the same process. But my strategy is to insource as much as possible, because my strategy is to create jobs and give people jobs in our country.
When you have these recoded applications, is the plan to operate them in HUD data centers, or is this a good candidate for cloud?
Actually, I'm planning to move it to the cloud. That's my plan, because that'd be the best, you know, way to do this. Because the cloud is a big, you know, we have a big push in the federal, you know, community for cloud, and I think cloud is going to be the future. And we either have to adopt it, you know, otherwise we're going to be left behind.
And do you envision this as virtualized machines so that you can have deployments locally to help with latency and backup and so forth?
Yes. That's my plan, to have virtual, you know, interfaces. And also we are planning to do a virtual desktop interface, VDI, technology too, so we can get rid of all these, you know, desktops. And that, actually, that's going to be a big help for cybersecurity and the whole security. Because on the security front, I want to be on the offensive, because there's so much, you know, attacks coming from foreign countries against our system. So that's one of my other strategies.
I was going to say, when you change the code, you're probably going to change the front end that users see. And so
yes,
what will that entail? And will it entail new hardware for them?
Basically, it's going to be a front-end Java, the latest user interface. And because anyway, we are modernizing our front end. We are replacing all our desktops with laptops and everything. So it will be ready, you know, the front end.
And what about mobility as part of this? Will that be something that you can free up people to go in the field or work telework and this kind of thing with mobile devices?
Yes, that's my strategy. That's why, you know, we are providing, you know, laptops for everyone, all the employees at HUD, so they can take it to the field office, especially with the disaster, you know, recovery and management. That's a big push. That's one thing I'm focusing on, making sure that, you know, everybody has a laptop and they can work, telework, and work from anywhere in the country.
And you mentioned there might be another 6 or 7 applications after this first mortgage-related one. And what's your timeline for getting everything up to date?
I would say 3 to 5 years for a complete, you know, yes, everything in the cloud, all the legacy applications migrated to the cloud. I'm planning 3 to 5 years.
And if you're in the job that long, that might be a record setter for some of the federal CIOs.
Yes, yes. So I'm hoping, you know, I can make this change and leave a legacy for the next CIO that's coming. So it will be make his work easier.
Mm-hmm. And there's something called Modernizing Government Technology Act that is coming. We assume it's going to be coming. And so HUD would have this kind of revolving fund for modernizing systems, and there would also be a government-wide one. Have you given any thought to how you might utilize that for augmenting the money that you have?
Yes, actually, I would like to take advantage of the Management Act that is going to be, I think, soon signed by the president. So I'm really excited about that, and I think that's one way, you know, I'll be able to fund this modernization, you know, effort at HUD. I'm looking into, you know, being a pilot for that.
Anything else we need to know?
We are initiating studies on blockchain technology, and that's where the future is going to be.
As HUD has to track so many assets in conjunction with state and local housing practitioners, it would seem blockchain is a perfect application, from what I know about it, for that type of situation.
Yes, exactly. You nailed it. Exactly. Especially the distributed ledger, all the financial transactions that go through Ginnie Mae and all FHA. This is a perfect, you know.
Do you have any pilot tests going with blockchain at this point?
I would say we're just starting right now. So I've just been here 5 months. So I am actually, you know, initiating those, you know, pilots. And we have an innovation lab that we are already created. And that's where, you know, all this testing and, you know, innovative technology is going to be tested and piloted out of.
Had you done any blockchain work in your private consulting?
I have not.
Yeah, I mean, but, it wasn't around that long, so.
Yes, I have not done anything on the blockchain, but this is really interesting to me, and I have studied it. I have been to conferences, talking to experts in blockchain, and this is, you know, my passion to implement blockchain, you know, at HUD.
Johnson Joy is the CIO at Housing and Urban Development. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you again for having me on your show and allowing me to use my platform to share IT modernization efforts that we are working on in the Office of CIO.